Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, and we just thank you for the opportunity to share hope and understanding and how you were here on this earth and showed us how to live life and how we can live it more abundantly. But it's a choice that we all have to make, that if we accept you into our life, and it's a simple prayer for simple people. Father, I know I'm a sinner. I know I don't deserve to have this wonderful gift of eternal life, but if you're everything that they say that you are, then come into my life and be Lord over it. Jesus told us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, that he stands at the door and knocks. Knocks at our door of our heart. He can't open the door, and he won't open the door. And the only way he can come in is if we open the door and invite him into our life. If you never made that decision, we just pray that you will. Anytime that you ever want to talk about it or make a recommitment, my door is always open. I'd love to share that old, old story of Jesus and his love. Looking for a church home. This is a body of Christ that is so special. It's just a sweet, sweet spirit. I'm so honored and blessed that God called us here to spend some time with you all. You have so much to offer this community, and I just pray that if you've never considered this your church home, that you would. Or if you know somebody looking for a church home, invite them. Come experience the joy and the love in this little church for many, 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 many years. I'm so humbled to stand behind this holy desk that was part of the original Florida Conference. But we thank you for that. We thank you for the music ministry, and we thank you for all the ministries, the ones that you do, the outreach ministry, and all the other things that goes on in this church that people don't know about. It's a humble church. I give you the glory this morning in Jesus' name.